Blog Talk Radio.
And at that moment, you'll notice you're not as dead as you thought you were. And you'll realize there's nothing more effective for breaking you free than philosophy in action. And when your intent and your actions are in alignment, you can finally stop pointing fingers at everyone and everything else and harness the power within and commence your empowered life with a mindset that screams, I'm free.
Hi, this is Byron Katie.
Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Hi, this is Greg Braden.
Hi, this is Joan Borisenko. I'm author of Your Soul's Compass.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Hi, this is James Redfield, author of The Self-Esteem Prophecy. You've tuned in to a radio show that can truly change your life. It's time to break free from the prison of your negative thoughts and release your greatest self. You're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Marabowie.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Marabowie. In the next hour, Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Marabowie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Marabowie. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show. No matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening, you can participate through AOL, Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and feel free to participate. Ask a question of myself or my guest. Joining us shortly, Marie Levitt. She is the author of Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself, A Dialogue with God. We're looking forward to our chat with Marie. But first, of course, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Keep doing what you're doing. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Do something today to touch someone else's life, to cause a smile, to inspire someone else, to help someone else. Do something today to participate in this wonderful, wonderful life. Never forget that power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Thank you so much. All across the world, we're getting emails and people are listening, and it's really great. I get instant feedback sometimes in the middle of the night from somebody who's listening to the show, and I really appreciate all the fantastic feedback. All the great people who are posting this show all around the world. It's really an honor to be the host of this show. It's become a meeting place for today's great thinkers and communicators, and I'm happy to say that not only are we the most listened to internet talk radio show in the entire USA, but we're the most listened to inspirational talk radio show in the entire world, and I'm really honored to be the host of the show. Hundreds of thousands of people are listening to the show around the globe, and let's just keep it up. The show's free. It's available free at empoweredlivingradio.com. Every single show we have ever done is available absolutely free for download. So thank you for passing along, and thank you for passing along all the information about our great authors, authors like Marie Levitt, who come on the show and share their brilliance with us. So thank you all so much. I want to get to the show. Marie Levitt is a spiritual teacher, healer, and messenger. Her book, Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself, is an absolutely powerful book that offers a new way to heal our lives, one in which we allow our essence to show up, to show us a path to full awakening and to a life of miracles. We're honored to have her on. Marie Levitt, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you, and thank you for coming on the show. You write this fantastic book that's really a dialogue between you and God. And how did you come up to this point in your own spiritual journey and this point in your life where you could write such a book?
Well, my awakening was through rock bottoms, like many people. So I reached a point in my life where nothing was working. My body was sick. No doctor could give me a diagnosis. My relationships didn't work. Nobody could tell me what was wrong. And I just turned to God. You know, I grew up as a total disbeliever. I was born in Ukraine. And I was staying as far away from God as possible because I perceived as a child that I was suffering because of God, because of religions and different labels that people would put on other people and judge them for, you know, their nationality or their parents' nationality. So I was born to a Jewish father and Christian mother. And in Ukraine, it was a big problem because I was judged a lot and rejected for having a Jewish father. And so I thought the Jewish God didn't like me. I mean, Christian God, I'm sorry, didn't like me. So when I was about 20, I decided to leave the country and move to Israel. And so I saw that I would find solution there. And when I moved to Israel, it just flipped. Because in Israel, it was all upside down. It was going by mother, and my mother was Christian. So in Israel, I've learned that Jewish God doesn't like me either. And so I just stayed away from God as far as possible. And then I moved to the States. And, you know, when really I reached that rock bottom when nothing was working in my life, I was cornered. I had to turn to God. And so I did. And I was absolutely amazed and surprised when I did that I started hearing clear voice talking to me like you're talking to me right now. I said, wow, sure. That's amazing. Yep.
So you had this conversation, was it through a written conversation or did you just sit back and listen to the voice and write down what the voice was saying?
Well, it started as me hearing messages, and then I started writing them down. And when I started searching for God, my idea was that God was in holy place. So I was living in the States, and I bought a ticket. I went to Jerusalem, and I said, you know, Jerusalem is a city of three major religions. And I said, I'll go to all this, to the wall, to the Jewish place. I'll go to the church. I'll go to a Muslim place. I'll go until I find God somewhere. It was pretty funny. So I went to these places, and when I was, well, you know, that was my understanding of where God is. And I was very disappointed because I could not, you know, I was trying to feel something, and I couldn't. And so when I was walking back from the wall, actually, from the Jewish wall, I heard this voice, Marie, God would like to give books to you. And I looked around, and I said, okay, you know. And so I didn't really understand at that point of my life what it meant that God was communicating with me, and I just wanted to get better. I was suffering. I wanted to know how to end my suffering. So I said, okay, somebody's right. Finally ready to give me an answer. So I went home and I started writing. And then it turned into writing.
And did you... How did your journey change, not only, because based on what you write, I mean, some of the stuff is fascinating. Not only did, I guess, your understanding of spirituality change, but probably your whole view on the essence of God itself changed.
Well, I wrote that book, then I wrote two more books which haven't been published yet, of the dialogue. And then I got to a point in my spiritual development about half a year ago where I merged with that energy completely, so I no longer need to communicate. And that's pretty fascinating. My reason development is pretty fascinating. I can tell you more about it if you're interested.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about it.
Well, the reason development was that... you know, after completing these books of dialogues, I was moving. My whole journey was internal. It was going inward and inward and inward. I pretty much haven't read a book, a spiritual book in my life, except for Conversations with God, which I read when I was on page 130 or 40 of my book. I wasn't aware of existence of Neil and his book at all. And I was just guided to that book, and so I read that book. But My whole journey was really going deeper and deeper and deeper inward, and and living it. You know, that's how I wrote the first book. Each chapter was, I would ask a question, and then I would act on it. So, I, you know, and that would bring me to my next question, and then I would act on it. And on this journey, I had to really forget about anything I've learned from society, any belief that I believed, that somebody told me, to break a lot of rules, you know, just totally shift. I was shifting to closer and closer to living by my soul's rules rather than by anything that anyone has ever told me or taught me. Or so as I was removing all these layers and I was, you know, merging more and more and more with my soul, eventually it ended with me merging with God completely. And half a year ago, I went through experience of the first human. I actually literally was taken with my whole consciousness through the experience of re-experiencing the first human, how the first very first human felt when a split happened. And I was shown the errors that were created by that first human in that mind, in the very first human mind, you know, in that consciousness. And I was shown how to relive it, how to change it. So I was pretty much, in the past 5 months, I was busy with recreating the template for the first human, reliving the past in a different way. And so, you know, that was my recent development. And when that manifested, when that happened, when I merged with the template completely, it wanted to reach out to everyone and to bring every energy that was suffering to healing, which is not mental anymore. You know, I've had healing practice for 4 years or 5 years since I started writing my first book, but my healing practice changed as well. So now as I merged with the template, it's pretty fascinating how it works with people through my body, through movement, through voice. Bringing aligning people with that template of the new world. So that's where I'm today.
So do we have a misunderstanding of how God works through us or how God works through others? Or even what God wants from us?
I think that it's not, you know, the very question what God wants from us, it's a concept of somebody wanting something from you as a human being. And the idea is that when you merge with God completely, there is no one but you. There is no one here but you. And you realize yourself as the one and the one and the only and as many. So you just leap from the place of what do I want, you know, not what God wants from me, but what do I want from my life and from my interactions, from how do I lead my life.
Now, when you say that there is no one but you, you say that you becomes a something that scopes and touches every human being and everyone. Are we all connected as one when you talk about one and no one but you? Or are you saying literally is what's important for you?
Well, it goes both ways. You know, you become, I can talk about my experience, right? So I'll say I. So my experience of life is I experience myself through literally everything, through every object, through every human being talking to you right now, every listener that is listening to your show. So it's that unified, connected self, you know, that it's not really thought. It's not a thought. I feel it. I feel that expanded, inclusive presence of all that is through my body. I feel that. And then also, in the same time, I feel a very defined, solid presence of the separate being that is me in that flow of life of all, you know? So it's kind of you experience yourself on two levels simultaneously all the time, and that's the pleasure of it.
You talk about in this book, you talk about freeing the will. I'm intrigued by this. What does God through you talk about freeing the will?
Well, when I was writing that book, I was, as many people, I had a lifelong habit of being in aggressive, submissive mode. And I, you know, listening to what people tell me and following that, listening what society taught me and following that, following my whatever mind has learned before rather than listening internally and listening with my body, with every cell of mine and following that. And so I guess when it comes to freeing the will, my process was when I was writing that first book, it was absolutely essential step for me to, so I would be able to get later where I am today, to free myself from any other will, from, you know, stop pleasing people. It was a huge process for me. I didn't know how not to please people. So I had to learn how to say no, how to understand that people benefit from what I do for them or with them only when I'm in full harmony. So when if I'm not in full harmony, if somebody wants me to have dinner with them and I'm not in full harmony, I needed to say no. And that's what that book taught me, just say no, because you're not benefiting anyone when you're suffering. And that was a whole new concept because people didn't understand it. They would say, you know, they would feel rejected or whatever it is. So,
right. Well, we're taught so much about compromise. That sounds, in one way, that sounds uncompromising.
Well, the whole thing where I got eventually, you know, that the whole my latest transformation, it was a transformation that was moving towards no compromise whatsoever. I was moving from the moment of writing that book to a very last, my spiritual last development to there is nothing, absolutely nothing you need to compromise on. All the concept of compromising is coming from desire to be accepted and from inability to be authentically yourself and believe that if you will not compromise, then you will be rejected. People will not love you for what you are truly. But I had to, you know, I've learned through writing that book and other books that when you stop wanting, you know, and trying to be loved for who you want to be or for who people want you to be, then you discover that there are people on your path that love you for who you are, and you're just moving closer and closer towards that vibration. So as you let go of something that you know for sure that doesn't fit you, then you move closer towards something that does fit you. And I had many people that left my life, and I had new people that came into my life. And so eventually, actually the hardest place for me was about 3 months ago when I started meeting people who were 99.9% of purely my vibration, but, you know, like a partner. But there was 0.1% that was off, and so I needed not to compromise on that 0.1% because I knew that there is more to it. So the whole process was a process of moving from not knowing who you are and trying to fit yourself and compromise to just being authentically yourself and taking risk of not compromising on any part of that.
Folks, we are having a great conversation with Marie Levitt. She is the author of Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself, A Dialogue with God. Make sure when we go on break, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we still got plenty of time left with Marie. Check out healinggod.com. That's healinggod.com. And when we get back, we'll talk with Marie more about her book. Also we'll take some feedback from the audience. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll be right back.
A Better Today, the Empowerment Company, is the proud sponsor of Empowered Living, dedicated to the empowerment of humanity. A Better Today continues to expand its arsenal of powerful tools that are designed to empower individuals, groups, and communities. Led by its president, Steve Maraboli, and backed by a community of people across the globe, A Better Today has empowerment programs running in over 35 countries. For more information on A Better Today, its charities, programs, and events by Steve Maraboli, please visit abettertoday.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our popular free newsletter. That's abettertoday.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Byron Katie, and you're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli.
Before I fill my coffee cup, I said, thank you, thank you. What if I looked at the day and the hours ahead, and before I moved forward, I bowed my head and said, thank you, oh, I said, thank you. What if I looked at my life in a different way, took a little more time to stop and pray. I know it would change all the moments in between, so here I go.
To Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. For more information about A Better Today, our speeches, programs, seminars, make sure you check out abettertoday.com. You can check out stevemaraboli.com for our corporate stuff and for every single show we have ever done, available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We are having a great, great conversation with Marie Levitt. She is the author of Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself, A Dialogue with God. Our website is healinggod.net. That's healinggod.net. If you're listening through our website, just click on Marie's name. It'll take you right to her website. Marie, in the book you cover the ego and the ego's role in our life. I would love for you to talk about that.
Well, most people perceive ego as something that need to fight against. And that creates a really big problem because it creates a fight in between the mind and the ego. So that arises from this confusion that there are parts of us that are less important or less valuable than other parts. So people perceive, you know, some people try to get beyond their mind. Some people try to get beyond their body. Some people try to get beyond, transcend their ego. And the idea of ego in my book is that ego is not something that is against you. You have to have it to be able to function in a world of separateness. And the idea of being on Earth is to be fully alive in this 3D reality, is not to escape beyond this reality. And obviously, there is a point in spiritual development where you realize yourself as unified presence, as connected self. But then you get back to this separate self, and you the whole transformation for me was to get back to it and to really create a very strong, you know, presence of self as a separate unit. And so I think that if people were a little bit more gentle with different parts of themselves and accepting, because what will actually take them to transcending whatever people call transcending their ego is not fight against the ego, but acceptance of it. And when you come from the place of acceptance, you start accepting different parts of yourself, you start accepting different parts of creation. That's when you merge with everything through love, without the ego. I mean, yeah. So that's my take on ego.
And is that the general sense of what we are? Are we reflections of love? Is that our purpose? Do we have a purpose? Is it an experience? Is it a school? Are we the fingertips of God? You've heard it in so many different ways. What have you found or come to find that our driven purpose may be?
Well, my idea about the driven purpose changed, you know, obviously from the moment I started developing and awakening to who I am to up to now. I think that there are different purposes that people have in different points of their evolution as a general, like as human beings, you know. And I think that the important thing is that your purpose doesn't work against you. It doesn't really matter what your purpose is. As long as it makes you feel good, just do it. And eventually, I personally evolved to a place where it's not a question anymore. It doesn't really matter, because eventually you merge with the purpose. So the mind no longer asks the question, what is my purpose? But just the life, the experience of life is so rich, so fascinating, so deep that question is kind of, you know, it's not a question anymore.
In the book, you talk about what God has to say about death and God, and you write, death, as birth, is an amazing experience for every being. At the moment of death, the essence fully merges with the physical body. Before full disconnection happens, there is a moment of full connection. The moment is bliss for every incarnation. That sounds absolutely beautiful. And this is something that you got through your conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is something that all the information in my book is something that I got through my conversation, yes. And I know that, you know, many people experience death of a relative or friend. And so I'm sure that many people saw, if they were able to experience something beyond their sadness, which is okay if they didn't, but I just met many people on my spiritual path who were able to experience that peacefulness of the last moment. And as a healer in my healing practice, I've worked with people who I helped transition, and I just really, you know, experience that moment that you just read the description of it. It's a moment of, it's like death is a birth into new existence. Every death is birth as well. And so that moment when you, every part of you gets together and the soul that births itself into a new experience of itself, it literally moves through every single particle of the body. That is an absolutely amazing, peaceful, blissful, and happy moment for every human being. And when I was working on my fear and letting go of my fear of death, I asked God to show me how to experience. I wanted to experience death while alive, and I had serious experiences. But one of these experiences was that I actually had that experience when I merged with that, you know, that bliss and that very moment that you were talking about. And honestly, I didn't want to come back. I had to, you know, I had to say, hey, it's just an experience and I want to go back. But it was so beautiful, so amazing that, yeah, so.
So do you find that mostly in your conversations with God and through your understanding, do you find that God really just wants us to be free and experience the vastness of life itself?
Authentically yourself, yes. Just being authentically yourself, whatever it means.
And go with it as it, you know, your authentic self tends to shape and shift as you get older, maybe wiser or more connected, and just go with that flow?
It will take you. The moment you make that your first priority, the moment you make your authentic self your first priority, it will just guide you. It will take you through the life. It will move you. It will, the whole universe, my experience of life from the moment of writing that book and up to now was just, you know, that more and more, the more I was evolving deeper into that authentic self, the more I was aligned with the flow of life, with flow of time, with space, with the universe, with right people, right time. And so now the experience of life is really conscious. I mean, I know how I create my reality. I don't need to manifest anything. Things manifest before I think about them. I know that, you know, it's an amazing experience of life. So, but where I started, yes, I started by choosing myself, which is the main message of that book, of the Healing God book. Choosing yourself as your first priority and moving deeper and deeper into that presence.
And as an experience of this, you know, what happens is a lot of people, when we talk about authenticity and aligning with your truth, and it's beautiful, Marie, I completely agree. There's nothing more beautiful and empowering than being authentically yourself, unapologetically you. A lot of people are afraid of that. You know, we're socially conditioned in a way that, hey, look like this, be like this, fit into here. And people are afraid of that rejection. They're afraid of not fitting in. How does one overcome this fear?
Well, that's a book. That's what that book did for me. So that will be the reason to read that book for people, because it really gives people advice on how, for me, a big part of that was confirmation from God. You know, like I would be afraid to do something. I would be afraid to break certain rule or to step into something new. And I would have a dialogue about it. And then when God would tell me, you know, you do it because you feel it's right for you to do, so you go do it. It, for me, the confirmation coming from Creator was amazing. Until I started developing that internally, and I started moving into a place where I would give myself that confirmation internally, and then I no longer needed that confirmation. But it is scary. It is very scary because I felt that I will be left alone, I will have no friends. I had people turned away from me, people who didn't understand what I was doing. I had, I was fired from my job. When I was decided to be authentically myself, I had a job 5 years ago and I was fired. And it's just taking risk. It's really, for me, it was, I just, the moment I started communicating with God, I knew that that I have a mission. You know, that I have a mission and I'm not, you know, even if I will be completely left alone and the whole world will turn away from me, I know that this is what I need to do, period. So I was very determined.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying, because in my own journey it's been similar as well, you know, taking certain steps that some people might think are absolutely crazy, but you know that they are absolutely you know, on target, and then when it all works out, they say, "Oh, we knew it all along." But you know, after turning their back on you, but a lot of great feedback. For instance, Marissa Marissa's in San Diego, California, and she writes, Steve, I'm enjoying this conversation today. Could you please ask Marie about how you know when you're talking to God or if it's just yourself? For instance, every morning when my alarm clock turns off, I know with every cell in my body that I don't want to get up, but I really should. Should I listen to myself and lose my job? I don't really know what else I would do. This is the kind of question I have. Sometimes I have thoughts in myself that probably aren't the healthy ones. How do I discern when it's something spiritual or something just in my mind?
Okay, so in my perception, everything is spiritual, including the mind. So no matter who you talk to God. The question is, if you talk to that soul of God, if you talk to that light of God, if you talk to that presence that, you know, knows, the joyful God. Because a big point of my book is that suffering is God too, you know. So everything, it's inclusive. God is everything, including weakness, including power, including everything. So first of all, if you hear these messages, and I'm talking to a woman, if you hear these messages, just notice what they are, and if every cell of yours is telling you that you need to quit the job, I obviously, it's not my place to tell you to quit the job, but I can tell you that I did quit my job when that was a situation, and I quit my job more than one time, actually, you know? Like, when I had healing practice, I developed my healing practice, and I quit my healing practice twice. One time after completing the second book of The Healing God, I had this experience of merging with all that is completely, and my whole healing work was based on visualization. And so from that moment, I found myself stuck in present moment. I had no ability to visualize. I had no ability to think about past or future. So I had to drop my healing practice because I couldn't do it. So it's taking risk, you know. You don't force it. You know you cannot do it. You arrive to a place where you need to make a shift. It's that free will that's saying, and in the same time, full surrender. I would say, you know, I just surrender the whole situation to God. And whatever will happen from here, if I will die, I will die. If, you know, if I will not have money, I will not have money. Something will happen. Something always happens. And I would feel sad and I would feel bad, but I would just, you know, let go. And then suddenly my new healing ability would emerge, and I would start working a new way. And when I went through that first human process, when I was going through the process, I was no longer able to heal again the way I used to heal before. So I had to completely quit my healing practice once again, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my mortgage. I don't know how I'm going to buy food even. I have no idea. Just in 1 month, I had to quit 90% of my clients because they didn't, you know, match the vibration that I stepped into. And then in 2 weeks, everything shifted. Did I know it's going to shift? No, I didn't know that. But I knew. I just was ready, you know. My purpose was more important for me than whatever will happen in the future, protecting myself from anything that would happen. It's almost like walking, you know, in a very vulnerable way, just walking in trust. And this trust is not mental. It's really not mental. Oh, God loves me, so God will provide and all that. It's. I know that I'm doing what is right, and I, that's what matters. That's it. That's how it was for me. So, you know, that's why I am where I am today.
And folks, we're having a great conversation with Marie Levitt. She's the author of Healing God: Wake Up and Heal Yourself. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back to close with Marie. When we do that, or before we do that, while we're on break, go ahead and check out the website, healinggod.net. That's healinggod.net. If you're listening through our website, it opens a whole new page, so it doesn't interfere with the show at all. So check out healinggod.net. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll be back. Thank you.
The power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
Never forget the power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
I'm Dr. John DeMartini, and you are listening to Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli.
Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. For more information about Better Today, our speeches, programs, seminars, make sure you check out at bettertoday.com. You can check out stevemaraboli.com for all our corporate stuff. And every single show we have ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Of course, you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, and go ahead and look for us. We're having a great conversation with Marie Levitt. She's the author of Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself, A Dialogue with God. Her website is healinggod.net. That's healinggod.net. Marie, where do you feel your path is heading now? Where is it heading with your own service, the service that you're providing to others with your writing? Where do you feel yourself heading now?
Well, my latest development, that's where it's heading now. You know, since I merged with that template, the original template of the first human, first of all, I'm writing a book about it, of describing the whole experience, which is fascinating. The next thing is I opened a whole new ability to heal, apparently, because since that template I merged with it, it kind of reaches out through my body, through my voice to people, and it wants to heal. So I shifted to a new way of healing, and since I did, it's just growing really amazingly and very rapidly, because I think that people who are ready really get that, you know, message energetically, and so I'm fascinated with developing that and helping people to get to that perfect place, and it's so beautiful because, you know, it's no longer mental. It's really work that It's hard to explain. It's that soul works through my body with a person or even with groups of people. I've done it on stages where I move my hands or I use my voice and to bring each individual person to their perfect template for them. And what happens is amazing because it heals from cancers to vision to anything. To it aligns people with their place within the universe. And I feel that in this transformation, in this massive awakening that is happening right now, that's where my mission is. That's what my mission is. Since I stepped in fully into that, experiencing myself as a completely unified presence and completely aligned within the universe and in full harmony internally, I just want to share it with people and help people to make that transition, people who are ready to transition into a new world, into that template and leave from the same place. So I pioneered that, and I'm thrilled. I'm so happy to help others to do that through my writings, through my public talks, and through my personal healing sessions as well.
And so are you thinking that in the future, how far are we all from being able to maybe have a little bit more control, or maybe we do have control, or connecting, consciously connecting with our ability to heal ourselves, to heal our bodies from disease and, you know, cancers and sight problems and back problems and everything else that we have in our challenged and overburdened medical system? Do you feel that we will gain this conscious awareness to be able to really heal ourselves? How far do you think we are from that?
I don't think we are far, but for one thing, I know that I did it. I know that my body, I don't have medical insurance at all. My body, you know, when something, the body is such a fascinating, it's not a device, it's a soul, you know. So that was my whole process, realizing my body as soul and body in one, and the mind all together, that male and female energy created and uncreated merging in one, and really, you know, understanding it through your conscious mind, of understanding the body through the conscious mind and living that merge with the body together. And so since I did that, since I created that template energetically, now it's just up to each person individually to step into it. The path was created into healing the body internally for every human being. It's very simple. It's really simple. It's right there. It's unlearning some things, but and reconnecting to body in a different way. And I'm sure, you know, when people read that, the first human book, it will be very helpful for them to just tap into a process. But it's not just possible. It is here. I'm living it, literally. So it's not far. It's here. It's right here now.
What about standard longevity? Because we talk about healing and disease healing also, but what about the general longevity of human life? I mean, you can personally heal, but do you feel that there will be a point that you can get yourself connected spiritually to a point that we will see a lot more people living 100, 110? I don't know, Marie, is 120 possible? Is there anything that's going to be done for the longevity of what you're saying as a soul body?
Absolutely. I don't see any purpose for my body, because the only reason the body gets sick is because it's misunderstood. There's misunderstanding in between the mind and the body, and that's what makes the body sick. So, but the idea is not to blame the mind. The idea is to embrace the mind and bring it to the wisdom of the body. The body is much wiser than the mind in most people. So it's, you know, when that happens, when that marriage, internal marriage of the mind and the body happens, that's when you don't need to be sick anymore. And, you know, and you have such a sensitivity when, like, when I get a little bit of pain somewhere, I know what it is, I know what to do with it, I know why, I know how. I mean, it's so obvious, it's so clear. And so there is no purpose for me right now to be sick. And if I will be sick, then there will be point for it, and I'll be appreciative for that. It will be a message for me, you know. And as to longevity of life, I don't think it's really the idea is to live longer or to live shorter, because It doesn't really matter, I think. I mean, why would you want to live 5 years longer or 20 years longer? I actually had, that was a very awakening moment for me. I asked myself one day, I was writing, you know, like 3 years ago, I was writing and writing. I took that model of overworking myself, working hard my entire life, being a single mom and working hard, and I projected it to my spiritual development, and I was producing my writing. I was, every day I was communicating and writing and writing and writing, and seeing clients and more clients and more clients. And then one day I woke up and I said, you know, why do I want to live longer? Like, why do I want to live tomorrow, another day of my life? To burn myself again with work, or, you know, to, it just didn't make sense. So I think that it's a good question for everyone to ask. If you want to live longer, what's the purpose? And when you can't answer yourself that question, then life becomes different.
Okay. And so it's just fascinating, folks. There's no way that we can get all the fascinating stuff in this book, and I'll leave you know, with some of the things that Marie Levitt writes about what God has to say in her book Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself. In the book, God has to say that you should accept your sexual energy, embrace it instead of suppressing it. You cannot go against your nature, for you were born to be as free as your God. Another thing God writes, when you decide to rescue someone who has not asked for help, you violate his will to suffer. Folks, if you want to read more, you make sure you check out healinggod.net, or you check out Marie's book, Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself. Marie, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show. Thank you for sharing your story with us, and I wish you the best with this book.
Oh, and you have an amazing show. I just want to thank you for having this show and sharing, you know, your own wisdom and love and presence with me and with your listeners. It was pure joy to interview with you.
Thank you so much. Again, folks, I want you to check out healinggod.net. That's healinggod.net. We just had a great conversation with author Marie Levitt. Make sure you check out healinggod.net in this book. In Healing God, Marie captures her inspiring dialogues with God on a wide variety of topics, from guilt and regret to love and fear to compassion and suffering. It's a book full of wisdom. There is no right path to God, and we do not need to give up our entire lives to become spiritual. Instead, as we evolve inward, we can become humanized spirit, moving through life more easily and happy. Again, Healing God offers a new way to heal our lives, one in which we allow our essence to show up, to show us a path to full awakening and a life of miracles. I was reading from the back of the book. Make sure you check out Healing God, Wake Up and Heal Yourself. The website's healinggod.net. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. Only have a few minutes left in this show, folks. Only doing a one-hour show today. So I wanted the last few minutes just to have you all to myself. I wanted to to first of all thank all of you for participating in my journey, for participating in my own conversations with God, and I think that I speak to and experience God in so many ways, but no greater way, I think, than when I get to connect with all of you. I get to share this journey with all of you. And we get to share it with each other, and we get to participate not only in our own journey, but we get to participate in someone else's journey. We get to be inspired, and we laugh together, and we cry together. And then sometimes some of us are crying while others are laughing, and that's just the way it is, but it's all beautiful in this journey. And if I've learned anything beyond how long did you live, beyond how much money did you have, if I've learned anything that's important, it is, what did you do? What did you do? Are you leaving proof that you love today? This is what I want you to ask at night. This is a question I asked myself the other night. I told you that every night I have a little funeral for my day, and I go over what was good and what I learned from and what I might want to tweak or something I appreciated. You know, I go through that on a daily basis, and sometimes that's just a couple of minutes. And And the other day I asked myself an important question that I'm going to ask you. At the end of your day, did you leave proof that you loved your day? Did you leave proof that you really appreciated, you were grateful for, and you squeezed the life and the beautiful juices out of today? At the end of the day, is there proof that you lived the day? Or is there only proof? Is there only proof that you were scared of tomorrow? I want you to get out there and live this day. I'm telling you, folks. We can have a thousand authors on, and we could all write 1,000 books. Kidding me? I have at least 50 books in my head that I could write, and I could share, and I could rant, just like I've ranted for hundreds, literally hundreds of hours on this radio show. And I could do it till I'm blue in the face. Believe me, folks, I'm not going to stop. As long as you're listening, I'll be talking. But it all comes down to how you experience and embrace your day. Listening to me talk till I'm blue in the face does nothing for you unless you get out there and you experience your day. Any of the great authors we've had on, you could read all their books, you can go to all their seminars, you can buy all their CDs, you can buy all their products, and none of it does any good if you don't go out there and experience your day. I love that you want to know about my journey. I love that you want to know about these authors' journey and what it's like to be them. But I want you to get out there and be you. Be unapologetically you. Go out there and love, love like crazy. I don't care if your heart's been broken. Love like crazy. Love to the point that it just makes no sense how much you love. I mean, love, be out there and be compassionate. Be out there and participate. I want you to laugh. Laugh all day long. I want you to experience the day. I want you to send out resumes even if you're happy with your job. I want you to get out there and experience and appreciate. I want you to enjoy every minute of the people you work with, the people you live with, the people you're surrounded by. I want you to get out there and participate, and definitely still follow other people's journeys and experience through them and laugh with them. And you can listen to this show, and I'll be here, and you can participate in every way. But get out there. Get out there. Get out there. There's a whole life happening. There's 86,400 seconds are going to go by today. Do you know that's how many seconds are in a day? 86,400 seconds in one day. How many of those are you going to experience? Not just exist through, but how many of those are you going to experience and grab and shape and have those seconds sing to you about singing to you about your own love, about your own success, about your own life, about your own happiness, about your own ability to change, about your own ability to be alive and truly embrace each one of those moments. 86,400. Get out there and participate in your day. If you love somebody, you tell them. If you're thankful, say it. If you're sorry, say it and show it. If you're out there right now listening to this, do not let the next 86,400 seconds pass by without you knowing at the end of the day that there was proof that you lived this day, that there was proof that you appreciated this day, that there was proof that you knew you were alive today. Not that you were just existing through the day, but you were alive. This day didn't happen to you. You happened to this day. I want you to go through and experience it like that. And know that wherever you are, whatever season of the year it is, whatever time of day it is, you got to know that this New Yorker, number one, loves you, and number two, is cheering you on. Don't ever, ever forget it. We're all on the same team and in this together. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free, only 1 hour show today. We're going to catch you next time. Check out our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. Keep smiling. Go out there and make something happen. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.